Listen up, maggots. We got targets inbound, so lock and load your senses and stand by for imminent contact.
If you love beer, you're in the Beer Army. So grab a frosty brew and get ready. It's time to liberate your senses. It's Beer Army Engaged on Beer Army Radio.
Well, welcome to the program. It's Mick Dagger here.
And the General.
And wow, I'm excited. Are you excited, Dustin?
I'm excited.
I'm still excited coming off the heels of the 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, no. So I heard you're running downtown like a madman doing the bar hopping scene and trying to avoid your PTSD flashbacks.
Well, no, I still got a pit in my stomach when the fireworks went off. Yeah. But I had a good time. Spent way too much money.
Well, at least you helped the economy of Newburgh, North Carolina.
Well, I definitely did that. And you? How about you, man?
Yeah, I was going to go downtown. Buddy Bangle out on the water. They have a great view from Aperitivo and Lawson's Landing there. But decided to acquire some fireworks and the good stuff and shoot it off locally and had the Smiths over and the kids and running around and... Yeah, I got to watch Matt almost blow himself up and possibly me when he put a mortar shell in upside down and blew the tube apart. But luckily we had two other tubes, so it did not stop the fun.
Right then. Glad everybody survived.
Listen, PSA, you shouldn't drink and do fireworks. It can impair your judgment. You know, not that we were being stupid, but it's like mushroom head up.
Well, I have a great story for Yikem to Sue later on involving fireworks stupidity.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm pleased to announce that we were able to tweak the carb levels on Heroes. It is awesome.
Nice.
I keep falling into the trap, and I know others have been too, where you're comparing it to the old Heroes. And of course, when you keep a name but you change something, it's hard to do that too. And... it's a session IPA compared to a regular straight up American IPA. Even myself, with the Lupulin shift where your mouth, we've talked about it before in past episodes, you want more hops, mm-hmm. hops. Well, this beer was engineered to be a small beer, but tastes bigger than what it really is. And, speaking of beers, I'm very excited about mm-hmm. this because I've been drinking a lot of different IPAs comparing it to Heroes because I find that trap.
Yeah.
And so from Coronado Brewing Company, you want to guess where?
Coronado,
California.
Yes. Ron Burgundy crossed that bridge.
That's right. We got Islander IPA clocking in at 7% ABV. You can find out more about this beer at coronadobrewingcompany.com. And this bad boy's pouring a straw to... there's a little bit of a tinge of orange there. I don't know if you see it.
There's a citrus. There's some pronounced citrus in here.
No, I mean the color, though. I mean, it's pretty much straw, but it starts to go a little bit to the orangish. It's got this... kind of like this eggshell white head that was kind of fluffy, but it seemed to die off, dissipates fairly quickly, but it's leaving nice lacing.
Oh God, yeah.
It's got somewhat good clarity there. I think from that, I'm wondering because you taste so much citrus, if it's maybe all the Lupulin oil and all that stuff killing the head off, because usually oil and a good head on your beard does not mix hand in hand. But I don't know about you.
This.
It's very tropical, very lots of fruity aroma, like citrus, some pineapple, some kiwi, some mangoes, along with some of the regular pine you get from, those West Coast style type IPAs. I also pick up some apricot and peaches like almost. And, there's a good malt backbone, but the hops is definitely forward on the aroma. And there's some on the flavor, there's some caramel. But again, that great citrus flavor of like grapefruit, orange, lemon, limes, even again that pineapple, there's lots of fruity hops, but it's not overly bitter though, you know what I mean?
No, you're exactly right, and I love that. I always try to see what's written on the bottle when you describe it.
Oh really?
Because I know you don't read the bottle.
Yeah, no, I don't go by the bottle. I try to go blind,
but
you know,
it says luscious notes of apricot, grapefruit, and mango.
Really? I had kiwis in there too though.
I didn't say you didn't. I'm just saying that your palate's Bert. You got a good judge of beer character.
The body and the mouthfeel is lighter than what this beer really is. I mean, it comes off lighter, but I say it's light to medium, and it definitely finishes sweet, I think. It's very zesty because of all of that citrus, I think. And then there's some tartness, but it's not lingering bitter, though. It's kind of clean-like, if that makes sense. But there, I mean, what I'm trying to say is there is bitterness, but it's not like a lot of West Coast IPAs where it's melting the enamel off your teeth, or that's what they're trying to do. Overall, I think it's a great beer. It tastes smaller than what it actually is. And this is part of their core series, which is their year-round offerings. And, you know, don't take my word for it that it's a good beer. Just in 2014 alone, this bad boy won a gold beer or gold beer. Jeez, I'm batting a thousand.
How many did you have before you came in here?
It won a gold medal in the 2014 World Beer Cup. It took a silver medal in the 2014 Australian International Beer Awards, and then a gold medal at the Copa de Cerveza down in Chile, which is basically the beer cup in Chile.
At the Copa.
Yeah, I can't.
Copa de Cerveza.
That's right.
We drink beer and have good times.
But I love when you go to their website to talk about their humble beginnings, I love how they open up. And I just want to read you the first like sentence of how they open up. They said, believe it or not, there was a time when the words San Diego and craft beer weren't synonymous. In fact, there was a time when a request for an IPA at your local SoCal watering hole would have been met with a blank stare rather than a plethora of options. So they was established by two brothers, not Ron Burgundy, but Ron Chapman and Rick Chapman, with a simple idea of bringing quality craft brew to their hometown on Coronado Island. It began as a brew pub in 1996. It just so happens 8 August, they're going to be having their 19th anniversary party. So if you're in the San Diego area or whatever, definitely, you know, swing on over there. Coronado Island's great. I haven't been to Coronado probably 7 or 8 years ago, and I popped into the brew pub or whatever. I was actually on the Navy base there. EWTG PAC. That's what it was. And I was on there, and that's where the SEALs do their buzz training and stuff like that for the West Coast. But I love Coronado. It's this quaint little town that's away from all the hustle and bustle of San Diego and the gridlock traffic of the 5.
It's crazy once you cross over that Coronado Bridge and get down into Coronado. It turns into this almost little quaint beach town, which is it's really cool. It's a little rustic, but really it's awesome. And I wonder how many SEALs are enjoying Coronado Brewing Company? Probably plenty.
But even though they started off as a humble brew pub in 96, they've expanded to a 30-barrel brew house capable of producing 40,000 beer barrels per year. I see that they just entered in the Illinois beer market. I did not have a chance to see how many states that they're distributing now nationwide, but I guarantee it's got to be at least a dozen or more. They have 3 locations. They have the brew pub in Coronado Island. They have their tasting room in San Diego, and then they have a restaurant in Imperial Beach. And I just love their packaging and the branding. And, you know, they have the mermaid as their logo, and it kind of goes throughout. But it's just good color choices, just good, you know, logos and everything else. So I think it's definitely check it out. If you have an opportunity to try any of their beers, let alone this one, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. I've never had a bad beer from Coronado, knock on wood. So,
well, I love on here, it says this beer, the Islander IPA, sure to evoke imagery of swaying palms and sun-kissed shores.
Sun-kissed shores.
Mm-hmm. That's a delicious beer.
I love it.
I don't want to get off track from the IPA, but I recently had Coronado Brewing Company's bourbon barrel-aged stout.
I was thinking of Hop Stupid or whatever.
No. This one, is delicious.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head.
Haven't had a bad beer from them, quite honestly. That's all I'm saying.
Oh. No. Is it Stupid Stout?
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
It's a delicious...
You said barrel-aged, though, right?
It's bourbon barrel-aged. It's their bourbon barrel.
Yeah, it's Stupid Stout, but it's barrel-aged Stupid Stout from the Coronado Collection. That's what it is.
Yeah, absolutely delicious.
Yeah, and that's all their barrel-aged. They only have 3 beers in their barrel-aged lineup. So, it's definitely awesome, and it was a good way to enjoy my 4th of July. I mean, I drank some Heroes, then I was drinking this. I drank some Rebellious Patriot because we run our last keg of that, the Beer Army Burger Company, so you definitely got to get it. I also want to give a shout-out, thanks to Beer Army Burger Company and our bottle shop in there for providing these tasty brews and that we get to sample, you know, during every show. And yes, it's a shameless plug, but...
Nothing wrong with that. It's where we get good beer.
And of course, don't forget, you got to the end of this month to get your raffle tickets for the Beer Army Expeditions charity raffle. And if you don't know what the hell I'm talking about, go over to beerarmy.org/raffle. And you can buy your raffle tickets online, or you can go over to Beer Army Burger Company and buy them, because we're going to be pushing them hard for the rest of this month. And what that gets you is a chance for an all-expense-paid trip to the Great American Beer Festival. And we're talking about airfare. We're talking about hotels. We're talking about passes into all sessions of the Great American Beer Festival, and a chance to try over, I think it's over 6,000 or 7,000 beers. It's usually about 600-700 breweries.
Oh, it's insane.
They expanded it this year to meet the brewer. And guess what, Mick? You ready for this?
What's that, man?
Guess who people are going to be able to see?
They're going to see us.
That's right, because we got confirmation. We got our booth, baby.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
We're in there. We're going to be pouring some beer, and we're going to be loving to see you guys come out and visit us, if you can find us, because we'll be one of the 700 booths just pouring beer. It's crazy. If you've never been to JBF, you are definitely missing out. And of course, if you don't win that, the runner-up is the Savor. You saw our pictures. Next year, I'm bringing you to Savor so you can experience it firsthand.
I can't wait. That's just, it's a, oh man. That's just the knowledge you leave there with.
It's in Washington, D.C., and we just had it. But yeah, so that's a great runner-up package. And again, the reason why we do these charity raffles and everything that we do is focused on our scholarship program. As we speak, the CPA, my boys from the team, all three of my fellow captains, they agreed to be on the committee of sourcing, or you know, racking and stacking all the applicants.
Oh hell yeah!
And so they're a bipartisan committee, so to speak, because they are not employed by Beer Army or anything. And that's what I wanted. I wanted somebody that didn't have a hidden agenda or something
exactly.
like that. You know, to be,
you don't want the perception. Yeah, right. you're eliminating the possibility of any perception of any bias. That's
yeah,
exactly
definitely.
What you
want. I definitely wanted to be objective, and so I'm very excited. So we will be announcing in the next couple of weeks who our winners are. For that, and we're very excited to do that, and we appreciate everybody that's listening and everybody that's supported us over the years. It's because of you while we're able to do that. So and then of course the Wasp Brigade. I talked to Christy Smith. She's a little concerned that she has to come on the show, Mick.
Why?
Are we
that intimidating?
I told her you'd had such a great time in the booth working with Mickey Blue Eyes, you know what I mean? It's like, how bad can it be being on the radio?
Just gotta
stare
into these blue eyes. Everything will be okay.
So
still, I have these blue eyes, but I still can't land a date.
You can't land a date, huh? Christy says she's been trying to hook you up.
Yeah. I appreciate that, but I guess I'm very picky.
Picky.
Regardless. Hey, stick around. We have awesome Heroes Never Die segment coming up, and it's perfect, and it's only fitting here around this 4th of July holiday. Another awesome one, and they're always awesome. Check the back catalog, see the stories, and definitely connect with us on beerarmy.org, where you can also find plenty of your Beer Army gear. There's a lot of awesome stuff to be had, so show your pride and show that you're part of Beer Army.
Go AWOL with Beer Army Radio. We're online and mobile at beerarmy.org.
Are you a superhero that's afraid to come out of the closet?
Don't worry, superherodent.com has you covered.
Just put in promo code BEERARMY to get 20% off your order today.
That way you can be a superhero. So get yourself a t-shirt. That's promo code BEERARMY.
So do it now. That's superherodent.com.
Every soldier needs quality gear. Get yours at BEERARMY.org. Hats, t-shirts, and more. Show Murphy he can't keep you down and announce to the world that you're in the Beer Army. Go to BEERARMY.org. Do it. By the way, Murphy's a bitch.
It's Beer Army Engaged on Beer Army Radio.
Hey, BeerArmy.org is your resource, not only for a Beer Army Engaged, but as well all the information you need in regard to Beer Army. Whether or not you want to get those raffle tickets to try to win that spot at GABF or the runner-up prize of Savor. But man, there's a lot more going on in there. Like information as well on the beers we're drinking, and if I'm not mistaken, there's the link to Beer Army Burger Company in there. On that.
We have it listed on beerarmy.org, but you go to beerarmy.com. But beerarmy.com is, I know people are kind of confused or whatever. Beerarmy.com is our for-profit activity, which is Beer Army Burger Company. And then, of course, beerarmy.org is our nonprofit activities, which is
right.
The Army Foundation.
My bad.
No. It's confusing. We even had a discussion. You know, it's like having meetings for the meetings. That's always been one of my biggest pet peeves. You know what I mean? It's like you got to have an agenda having a meeting. You know, it's like don't even call a meeting unless you know what the hell you're going to talk about. You know, it's not exploratory surgery. But we even had a... like a meeting to discuss, do we need to change our Facebook profile name for Beer Army to Beer Army Burger Company? Because people are trying to check in, you know, and then somebody created a new check-in for Beer Army Burger Company, but like there's only one Beer Army and it's Burger Company. You know what I mean? It's like, Are we really spending brain cell power to discuss when we should we rebrand our Facebook page to be Beery Burger Company? Even though we have the address of Beery Burger Company on there and we have the check-ins and people rate our, you know, I don't know.
Which just goes to show that all the facets there are of Beer Army. There's a lot in it that Beer Army is involved in. In addition to the burger company, the for-profit, and then the non-profit, which is the foundation doing the festivals, the podcast here, everything. So.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people think like we're just a couple of yahoos just like just flinging it, right? Just swinging it, right?
No.
I literally am choking with suggestions of what we need to do better on our menu and what we need to do better at Burger Company. It's like, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate the input, but we have not had our grand opening. There's a reason, because the soft openings, they work out all the bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the Yelp reviews, I'm just like, are you people kidding me, man? We tell you there's an hour wait. Then people are like, I had to wait 30 minutes. But we said there's an hour wait, you know, like.
It's been slammed.
I mean, and we're trying to refine our processes. And we appreciate everybody's patience in letting us figure that out. Get the menu synced in. Get the training done on our people. All that stuff takes time. It just doesn't happen overnight. Rome wasn't built in a day. You know, with that said, we are moving as expeditiously and as quickly as possible. But, what's the flip side? What is the alternative? Oh, we don't open up for a couple of months because we're just going to train. You know, no. There was blood in the streets for the 10 days we were shut down between the outpost shutting down and,
yeah.
Burger Company opening up. So
in some situations you just can't win. You just got to keep driving on and let what you do speak for itself.
Well, so. Where I'm going with that though is that nothing is taken lightly. Everything exactly. is analyzed underneath a microscope. There's multiple brain housing groups and eyeballs on this before we put it into implementation, I guess, mm-hmm. and nothing's done lightly, I guess, is the point I'm trying to get is, and we appreciate everybody's input. We really, really do. But, I've been going on. We need to get into our hero segment, man. I got off onto a tangent there, and I apologize.
Well, don't forget, Beer Army Burger Company is where you can go to pick up this delicious beer we're featuring on today's podcast. It's the Coronado Brewing Company Islander IPA. Absolutely delicious. And right now, I mean, none of this really would be possible without the amazing actions and decisions of a select few people, which is why the heartbeat of this podcast and what's truly at the heart of Beer Army in general is the great things people are doing in their community. And when everything falls apart around you, your world just seems to be flipped on its edge. You never know who's going to step in the gap.
Victory! I love it. Retired Marine into action, man. He saw a situation and he decided that he wasn't going to sit idly by. Give it a listen.
Don't move. I keep telling him to stop moving.
I didn't do nothing.
You were trying to stick up the store.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. You put your hand in your pocket like in the movie.
You already called him, right?
Yeah, he called. I called.
A sanitation worker was starting his shift when he and his partner stumbled upon a robbery at a 7-Eleven. But this robber messed with the wrong man, and the takedown was all caught on camera.
Yeah, man. So this guy, if you don't know what's going on there, basically retired Marine and they call him sanitation worker, but he liberally applies garbage man at the end or whatever. He's in New York City in Manhattan, and his name's Curtis Jackson. Not as in 50 Cent Curtis Jackson, but just individual Curtis Jackson. And
badass, nonetheless.
No kidding, man. And him and his partner, they rolled up in there, and he had to use the bathroom. And he saw the hands up at the cashier, and he sprang into action, man. He just, we're going to play another little snippet here, but he sprang into action. And it's amazing, again, fight or flight response. What would have somebody else done? What would you have done? What would I have done? I don't know. I might have been like, hey, get the hell out of here. But this is the actions he took. And they have this on surveillance footage because the camera's in the 7-Eleven. It showed Jackson sneaking down one of the store aisles to get behind the robber. He then lunged at the man's arm, trying to grab what he thought was a gun and push him against the wall. It turns out that he didn't have a gun. It turned out to be like some chapstick or whatever. He's doing the old finger gun, you know, trick or whatever. Yeah. But guess what? That's still illegal. Like, when you have your hand in your coat and you're threatening to shoot somebody, the intent is there. That's, and you're robbing the place. So, he wrestled him down and he credits his Marine training.
Well, we learned that in the Army. Submission holds, takedowns, all that stuff.
But I think I love the best when you love the talking heads and the pundits. Well, why'd you do that? It's like, here, Give a listen, man. He'll tell you himself. Here's Curtis Jackson on why he did it.
I mean, why'd you jump this guy? I mean, I'm impressed. Yeah, you stopped. You think he has a gun. Most people would say, now's my chance to split.
I'm running.
But you turn and disarm him and throw him to the ground.
Well, a lot of things ran through my mind in that split second, and I didn't want to be another victim along with the cashier, because the cashier was already a victim. Then my partner and I are walking. Now we're going to be victims, and I didn't want to be a victim. You know, I mean, anything else could have happened. It could have escalated to a hostage situation, had the gun been real.
Right.
You know, it could have been a worse situation than it already was, and I just try to minimize that.
You think your training as a Marine helped?
Oh, yeah, because I wouldn't, if I didn't learn the moves and the it's called line training. If you Google it, you'll find it. If I didn't learn the line training that I had, I would never have known how to use certain wrist locks and hand locks and movements that I've learned. You can't learn that on your own. You can't even learn that from watching a movie. You have to actually...
Wow.
Line training is some old stuff. I remember coming back in the day and we had line training. Now we're on to, you know, so many
other... McMap.
But he's like, oh, absolutely. And the thing I love, though, all joking aside, is the quote, I didn't want to be a victim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cashier was already a victim. We're already in the store. I didn't want to escalate. You know, like, that is just priceless, baby. Priceless. I didn't want to be a victim. And God bless you, Curtis Jackson, because I wish more people would have that mindset of, and in any facets and everything that they do in life, don't be a victim. Be proactive, you know. Be engaged, you know. Don't just sit on the sidelines of life, you know. And what I'm talking about is maybe even more spiritual, like, but like in every facet of what you do in life, yeah. You know.
No, you're right.
You're not happy with life. Don't be a victim then. Do something about it.
I saw a meme on Facebook the other day that's totally fitting in this situation. But it stated, hopes and dreams accomplish nothing. Action is what creates reward.
Absolutely, man. It's, you know, it's just, it's inspiring. It's inspiring because he says it so simple-like, so off the cuff, so vanilla-like, like.
Just matter of fact.
Exactly. Yeah. But yet we, and I'm guilty of this too. By no means am I trying to be condescending here or arrogant saying, oh yeah, look at me. I have to remind myself almost literally daily, you know, don't be a victim. Pull your head out of your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Do something to their life. You see a problem, fix it. Be proactive. I mean, those are literally things I tell myself all day long, you know? Mm-hmm. And so when people come to me and think that I have my shit together, I'm thinking, brother, you got no idea, man. You know, it's like I feel like I'm doing the Masters of Illusion here. You know what I mean? Masters of a Disguise. You know, I like to think I got my shit together, but there's a lot of areas I definitely need to work on. And I humbly say that. And I always, that's the reason why
everybody does.
Well, I always think that's the reason why you can always be better. You're mm-hmm. never going to arrive. You're never going to be perfect. The minute you think you have, you're wrong, man. You know, you're just friggin' wrong. And you need to refine everything. And, you know, that goes back to our first segment. We talked about Burger Company. Like, people, give us a little bit, you know, like, even after the grand opening, I'm sure we're going to fall short at times, but it should be very rare. You know?
Yeah.
But things happen. You know, we have over 60 employees at this location. You have 60 people with their own free will, making good decisions, maybe sometimes making poor decisions. And, you know, it affects others. And sometimes people don't think about that. And, but, you know, thank God for Curtis Jackson. Maybe it's selfishness. He didn't want to be a victim, and by default, it helped everybody else
exactly.
out of the equation.
Yeah.
It's just good stuff. It's definitely cool, especially of course with the 4th of July, and it had a military angle, obviously a retired Marine, and I have to thump my chest because hey, it's a fellow Marine and everything. And even though we've featured plenty of other service members from other branches of service on the show, it's not you know,
there's no bias.
Yeah, no, there isn't. But I thought it was awesome because it came across the ticker.
Quite honestly, there are way more stories than we could actually get to.
Yeah.
Which, and it's hard to, it's honestly hard to, and I know it is for you, and especially when we do our quarterly, you know, in your face,
yeah.
It's hard to pick.
Monthly.
Or monthly.
Speaking of which.
Quarterly bloopers reel. That's
bloopers,
my responsibility.
Yeah. No, speaking of which, in your face this Thursday.
Yeah.
This Thursday, tomorrow night. So.
Which is going to be tough for us, for me, I know, and I know for you, to pick which one of the Heroes Never Die
is
the one that we want to you know, stress as our pivotal one for the past month.
It's not fair because each one you're taking...
Well,
like
merit
almost,
in every one of them.
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to sanitize it and take it out of context and then compare it vertically with each one, and that's just not even fair. I mean, it's not even fair, but I think it provides some insight to how you think or how I think and provide... And sometimes we agree, mm-hmm. and sometimes we don't. And it's not necessarily about being right or wrong. It's just providing that the opinion, I guess, or insight onto why we think that way, I think is always interesting, yeah. you know?
Well, and it's awesome for us to reinforce just each one as well. Because yeah, we talk definitely. About each one and
right,
then choose
recap.
The one that impacted us the most. So.
Right, right.
And that is this Thursday, In Your Face. And don't forget, on Patreon.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/BeerArmy.
That's right.
You can link with us, connect with us. And if you feel so inclined, please contribute because you are helping to do great things and helping to generate scholarships, cover the cost of anything it takes to produce Beer Army Engaged. And as well, get you the Inside Skinny to get one-on-one with us monthly.
That's right, Mick. And, you know, people need to remember that, you know, when you're pledging your support, you're not just giving your money away, you're actually donating to a 501c3 nonprofit because we are a community outreach organization. And, you know, we promote volunteerism, economic impact, and then, of course, education. And the main way we do that education is through our scholarship program. And, you know, the cool thing is pledging your support to become a Beer Army Super Soldier, you get some extra, you know, tasty perks like tickets to, you know, Jolly Skull or Brew Burn or, mm-hmm. You know, patches or magnets or stickers, stuff that you normally wouldn't get. So, you know, please check it out. Go to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/BeerArmy and pledge your support today.
And definitely stick around because we have our Yikem to Sue segment coming up. It's time to laugh and find out the stuff in our crazy world that you just can't believe actually happens. Hey, Dustin, why do you get a beer t-shirt, not me?
Just go over to wearyourbeer.com. Get 20% off your order by using the promo code BEERARMY.
It's that easy?
It's that easy. Wearyourbeer.com.
Promo code BEERARMY?
Yep, and you get 20% off your order.
I'm going to wear my beer.
Go for it today.
On the battlefield of beer, an informed soldier is a good soldier. Learn more about the Beer Army Foundation. Go to beerarmy.org. Get informed about beer, upcoming events, festivals, and community outreach that the Beer Army provides and supports. The revolution starts with you at beerarmy.org.
Beer Army Engaged.
Well, welcome back. Don't forget, get all the information you need on this podcast. If you're listening to us on iTunes, just click on the Beer Army Engaged logo, and it'll pull up all the show notes. You can link to everything we've talked about so far on the program. And a lot more there as well on Stitcher. And if you're listening on your computer, just check out the show notes and a link to everything you need. And check out the back catalog of podcasts because there's a lot of great beers we've featured and there's a lot of great stories we've shared. And speaking of the stories to share, Dustin, this is a segment where you're already laughing.
Well, because, I mean, during our break, we're going over our notes and whatever. I just, you know, we're, you know, just, I don't know, stupid people, right?
That's yeah, all yeah. This is the part because...
I will go on a limb and say we have no Walmart video this week, so...
Well, that's good. And I don't know if there's any Florida stories this week. Regardless, well, this world is screwed up, and there's just some stuff you can't make up. So let's yick him to Sue.
Well, I'm actually laughing about, not this story, but another one, because this one pisses me off. There's nothing really to laugh about. It's really sad. But, you know, we've had VA scandals, healthcare scandals as far mm-hmm. as veterans of VA. And anyways, this is, it kind of falls in that same boat, but just give us a listen.
We're not accepting any new patients.
The VA is not accepting any new patients.
Not this clinic.
Chris Dorsey is the veteran who shot that video. He joins me live from Atlanta. Chris, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Give us a little background on that video.
I walked into the Oakwood Clinic that morning just to try to get some counseling for my PTSD. And
it kind of goes on and
oh, man.
Longer, but he's basically, to sum it up, this is Chris Dorsey. He served as a Cavalry Scout from 2001 to 2005. He was an Army specialist then. And he went into the clinic. He was turned away. And the reason why he was turned away is they're saying they're not accepting any new patients. What? What?
And it doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Like, what? You're not accepting new patients. So he went to another clinic and was told the same thing. This is down in Georgia.
Two times?
Yeah.
I thought it was just one.
No. So he went to a community-based outpatient clinic in Oakwood, Georgia, to try to seek counseling for his PTSD. And then he can be heard talking to the representative at the check-in counter requesting a transfer from the Athens, Georgia VA system. And that was the response he got because he was in Athens, Georgia. And he talks later on in the video and in the article that he was having issues there. So he wanted to go somewhere that was closer to home for him or whatever. And for somebody like myself where... I go up to Greenville, North Carolina, which is about an hour north of mm-hmm. us or whatever.
Yeah.
And same thing, they call it the C-Box or whatever. you know, these outpatient clinics or whatever, community-based outpatient clinic. That's why they call it CBOC. Morehead's the closest one to us, but it's very reduced. And I'm not slamming on them. I've been very good clinics, very, you know, they've been pretty responsive, but I'm getting my dental care up there. As soon as I can get in, it's like 10 weeks to get crack filling replaced. And it's like, damn. I
hope, 10 weeks?
Yeah, man. And I'm like, damn.
Well, you think, I mean, Georgia, there's Fort Gordon, there's Fort Benning, home of the Airborne. Yeah. I went to Airborne School out there at Fort Benning.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's a lot. There's a huge Army community in Georgia. And he's being turned away, being told.
Yeah, they're not accepting
new patients. Accepting new patients. Yeah, no, it doesn't work that way.
Chris Dorsey does say that the VA Chief of Staff, Rob Nabors, has reached out to him and is trying to help resolve the issue. So that's cool that, you know, they're owning it and trying to do something about it. But, you know, and this is the thing I think is so perfectly clear. The treatment that I'm, and this is a quote from Chris Dorsey, the treatment that I'm getting now is the treatment that all veterans deserve and should get right off the rip, you know?
Yeah, it shouldn't take a video going viral right. for them to correct their ways.
Exactly. The other thing is, the fact that, you know, and I've said this many times, less than 1% of the citizens of this nation stand up and take the oath to defend the Constitution and our American way of life, he added. This is Chris Dorsey. This is a quote.
Yeah.
If our government can't take care of that 1% and give us the treatment we deserve, how are the American people to believe that they can take care of any issues that this nation faces? If they can't take care of what he's trying to say, people, if you can't take care of less than 1%, what about the other 99%
that are now on government health care?
You know, or whatever. Exactly.
Yeah.
People, wake up, man. Don't be a victim like we talked about in our hero segment, man. Vote some of these idiots out. Vote new blood in.
The thing that pisses me off is you have somebody turning away a veteran saying, we're not accepting new patients. Probably sitting in front of a computer doing what?
Yeah, it's like...
No. You know, it's the thing is that I'm sorry. I don't want to be biased towards veterans serving veterans.
Sure.
But I'll be honest. When I had to deal with... Mm-hmm. I mean, civilians having to deal with veterans, I don't think they get it. And I probably guarantee you that guy was probably a civilian employee.
You think so? I don't know.
It's just one of these things where it's just like, how would a vet tell another vet, you don't matter?
Well, I'll be honest with you, though. I've had times, though, where I've had someone who is a vet, and it seems like very loathing, like, you know, he's having a deal, and he's just like, come on, dude, you know,
really? Help me out.
Yeah, I have, on occasion. I would say it's very far and few
well,
between.
Well, I'm wrong. I have to eat my words on that, then.
Yeah, I don't know, but...
that pissed me off.
I know, we better move on, because...
We're supposed to laugh in this segment, Dustin.
No, well,
But you can't make that up.
But you can't make that up. It's like...
How is this a reality right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I mean, that's the reason why I was like, especially around the 4th of July, because this just broke a couple days ago, and I'm just like... What the freaking, you know, like, what are we doing, man? What are we doing? So
That's disturbing.
But I know you got something that'll make us laugh. So you can make us laugh. You always make us laugh.
Earlier you were talking about Matt Smith putting the mortar in the mortar tube for the fireworks upside down and destroying the mortar tube.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this is a tragic story, but you can't believe somebody would even do this.
Okay.
Would you have ever thought of putting that mortar tube on the top of your head and setting
no.
it off?
No, please tell me some idiot didn't do that.
Yeah, they did. Oh, out in Maine, where police say a man celebrating the 4th of July died when he tried to launch a firework off the top of his head.
Why?
22 years old, named Devin Staples, partying and setting fireworks on fire with friends, and then decided at some point to place the fireworks mortar tube on his head and set it off.
Wow.
Killed instantly.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, and I understand the guy. Look, man... I don't know. I've been drunk and I've lit off fireworks, but I've never thought of even doing something that stupid.
Dude, I saw a video of somebody stuck a bottle rocket at their ass and lit it, and the guy burned his cheeks or whatever. So I wish I could say I haven't seen... I mean, I that was on YouTube. That wasn't something I did or saw one of my friends do or whatever, but, you know, lighting your farts on fire or whatever. I've seen stupid crap, but, you know, like even with Matt and I, yeah, we were drinking. I mean, we weren't totally wasted or whatever, but I took precautions. I drilled the mortar tubes into a base plate, to make sure they wouldn't come free. I mean, I got kids running around and stuff. I want to make sure that, you know, we're safe. I had a bucket of water. I had another, fire hose, garden hose with the thing ready to go.
You were proactive.
To take the precautions that are necessary. Yeah. But, to voluntarily stick something on your head, like a mortar, and these things, these are, what, like 2-inch mortar shells we're talking about, you know? Mm-hmm. No, probably not. don't know. Hate to say it, but maybe we made the gene pool.
I mean, it's
better.
Tragic. Yeah. It's tragic that this guy died. But I'm sorry. Yeah. That's just that is. Wow. You take that, you make that decision, you're paying the ultimate price for that.
That's a travesty, man. It's like, well, I guess in stupidity or whatever. But
the thing that gets me is his brother said it was a freak accident. No.
How is that a freak accident when you voluntarily stick a freaking mortar tube?
And I'm sorry. I mean, I kind of feel bad because the guy died. But on the flip side, it's just like I wanted to bring the story to light because it's like people don't do stupid things like this. You can't believe somebody would even do this.
Well, it's free will. Free will to be a dumbass. And you lost your life because of it. You know.
But this guy might be up for a Darwin Award.
I don't know, man.
But in this politically correct day and age, that might be disparaging.
Yeah, well.
So.
You know, people should. Sorry. If people want to be outraged at us cracking jokes about it, not that we're really cracking jokes about it, they need to be, you know. Nothing outrages me compared to our previous segment we just talked about where a VA clinic denies somebody who was actually getting shot at.
Yeah.
It kind of ranks right up here with our next little tidbit where, I don't know if you knew, a couple days ago, they were supposed to have a flag burning. Protest up in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I heard about
that. And they talked about, there's supposed to be hundreds of anti-flag protesters out there. Well, turned out that the other side decided to show up. And here, give a listen.
Yesterday, we were telling you about a burning of a flag that was proposed for last night. Pete Hegseth actually went. And what happened last night?
Well, we showed up at the park in Brooklyn, and we were expecting to see hundreds of protesters as they advertised. Instead, we found hundreds of vets who were there to say, you won't be burning a flag on our watch. And it was hard for us to find a protester. In fact, what you see here is a gentleman going up to what they attempted to do and burn the flag, pull it out, and the protesters themselves, these are anti-NYPD protesters, mm-hmm. had to be protected, ironically, by the NYPD from the crowd there that said, hey, we fought for that flag. We believe in that flag. We want to defend that.
I love it.
If you don't know what we're talking about the police brutality, the different things have, you know, swept around across the country and stuff like that, you know, and this, some people want to call it racial tension, whatever, you know, but
they're serving their own needs.
Right. And they're protesting the NYPD. And so the way they were going to do that is by burning a flag. But instead they had a bunch of vets. And one of them's like, you know, go ahead. Here's the flag. You burn it in front of me. If you're going to have, you can at least look me in the eye and burn it. He wasn't threatening them per se. He just like, you do it here in front of me then. But they won't. They run off, and he talks about it later on. They scurry off like rats to burn the flag over here. Whatever. The whole point of a protest is to bring, you know.
Sorry, I don't usually use this word very often, but what pussies, man.
No, dude, you know how I feel about the flag burning. I hate it. It makes my blood boil. It does, because for me, it's
not. But if you're going to do it, have the balls to freaking do it.
Because it symbolizes. It's not just a piece of cloth to me. It symbolizes something greater.
It does.
However, that's the thing that makes this country so great, is that. You can do it. As much as I hate it, you can do it, and you're free to do it. You know, it's just...
But you're not free to do it without recourse, without criticism.
Right. And
that's the thing.
Dude, and so basically you got a bunch of freaking adolescent jackasses, right? One of them, they're interviewing him. He's like, you know, they're like, why, you know, so why are you doing this? He's like, well, I'm an anarchist and I'm a communist.
You can't be both.
It's like, what? You're an anarchist and a communist. It's like...
No, you're an idiot.
What?
That's what you are. Oh, man. Because you can't be both.
Yeah, so...
Whatever.
So thanks to Pete Hegseth for going up there to cover it and, you know, to interview a lot of these anti-flag protesters, but instead he found, you know, hundreds of these vets and concerned citizens. One of them even shouted out, she goes, we're going to defend this flag because America is the best country on the planet. Don't ever forget that, one woman yelled, you know, and it's just like...
We're going through some growing pains right now, but yeah, we still are. But the thing is, it's like, look... Man, I hate this such a polarizing political environment where only certain people have the right to speak and think things. You know, and these people feel like they have the right to burn the flag and whatever. Freedom of expression, freedom of speech, go ahead and do it. But you are not free from criticism and being challenged on your decision to do so. But because if I state my opinion and all you have an issue with it, and you're a part of the group that won't tolerate my mindset, but I'm supposed to tolerate yours? It's a two-way freaking street.
Definitely.
I mean, pull your head out of your ass. It's not what makes you comfortable that makes the world a right place. It's about being accepting of differences and being understand to relegate things down through an objective mindset of what is important and what isn't important. But when you're such a childlike creature that you demand that everybody pay attention to you because what you have to say is freaking gold. I'm sorry, no, it's freaking pewter and it's fool's gold, and I'm not going to invest in that shit.
No, I'm with you, brother. Amen, man. Well, you know, the thing is, people on the Declaration of Independence, you know, we talk about it. You know, it says in there certain inalienable rights, you know, from your creator. Now, I don't want to get into a whole religious slant of do you believe in God, you believe in Allah, whatever. It doesn't matter, but there's a creator.
That's
now,
getting off a topic.
You know, right there. I mean, our founding fathers were, Judeo-Christian principles. That's what this country was founded on. However, what I'm trying to get at is inalienable. What they're talking about is civil rights. Inalienable means that nobody can take them away. They're your God-given rights.
Mm-hmm.
Civil rights, guess what? Civil. They were given to you by government, and they can be taken away by government. Okay. And this kind of crap, you know, it's like, that's the reason why I'm glad we do have the civil rights movement. However, you have to be careful about that because certain civil rights then start infringing on your inalienable rights as an American citizen.
Civil rights and civil liberties.
You know, yeah,
there can be a fine line. But people can take exactly what we're saying out of context and everything else. But look, when you start chipping away at freedom to give perceived freedom, perceived keyword there. I'm sorry. You're walking a fine line towards some
I just love it. I love it, dude, because people think like, you know, like, I don't know, man, we're getting all fired up here in the studio or whatever. It's like, hey, let's go blow some shit up. Let's go stick some more shit.
It's like freedom of speech is a two-way street. It's not just your freedom of speech. It's other people's who you disagree with.
Well, I think it goes back to the old saying that the pen is mightier than the sword. Same thing with speech. Speech can be more inflaming than actually shooting somebody at times. You know what I mean? It can be so much more damaging and so much more visceral than, you know, a suicide bomber or anything. I mean, it really can be, you know, and it's just, it's crazy, man. But, hey, can't make it up, baby.
Man.
Can't make it up.
What a charged episode this episode.
I guess so, man. We might need to drink another beer.
I lost total track of time, man.
I'm going to go get me a burger and a beer. That's where I'm going. Beer Army Burger Company, baby.
Well, hey, everybody. Don't forget, the beer we featured this episode, Coronado Brewing Company's Islander IPA. Absolutely delicious. If you're anywhere in eastern North Carolina or you want to travel to the coast here, make sure you do stop by the Beer Army Burger Company. You can get that in the bottle shop, take it to go, or as well, just see if it's distributed in your state and enjoy it.
And don't forget about In Your Face.
Yeah, this Thursday.
Night, so.
This Thursday, In Your Face. If you are a Beer Army Super Soldier, make sure you tune in. You'll find it on Google Plus. It'll be an awesome hangout. And in the meantime, we will catch you next week.
Rounds out.
Beer Army Radio.